Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and welcome once again to the PRF table. This is one of your hosts, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and we are here in this month of May 2017, just coming to offer whatever we can offer to you as the listening audience of the PRF table. For those who may have been joining us for the first time, this is that show where we just talk about, we debate, we converse. We really just introduce different topics, but in all, what we're really trying to get at here on this show is to really help you to transform matters around your possessions, your resources, and your finances. We really try to set an atmosphere here on the PRF table where people can come and be prayed for if that's what is in your heart. You know, there's too many people that's out here that are dealing with so many financial challenges. It's amazing that I continue to see when I go out there on Facebook that you have people that are in ministerial leadership positions, self-appointed or anointed or otherwise appointed, and they're asking people, what do you need help with? And people keep saying the same thing, and it's matters of possessions, resources, and finances. But people are trying to recreate the wheel, and God has given this platform so other folks don't have to recreate the wheel. We are already doing this. We have been doing this going on 5 years here at the PRF table. The ministry has been in existence almost 8 years, a little over 8 years now. So we are just blessed and fortunate to be able to serve God's people in the manner in which God has called us to serve. And so without further ado, we're going to bring Sister Mary Ann Williams to the mic, going to open up her mic and let her greet you and just tell you what's on her mind, because as I said before, this whole month is dedicated to praying for you and your finances. That's what tonight's show and every other show we're having this month, praying for your finances. And so I tell you, if you are listening to us online, call in 347-215-7934, 347-215-7934. Call us and tell us what's on your mind. Tell us what's on your heart. Let us pray for you, or maybe you just want to pray for yourself. All of that is good. And so without further ado, Sister Mary Ann Williams around here at the table, we call her Mama. Mama, good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Dr. Dunlap, and good evening to my PRF family. I am so glad that you all can join us one more time this evening.
That's right.
And
that's
just
right.
Want you to just be open-minded, and there will be something that we have said that would just want you to want to apply this in your life. And with that being said, the mic goes to Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap Jr.
Well, listen, we are here tonight again. As I said before, we are here tonight. We just want to pray. That's where God has led me. Everybody else on the team is cool with that. We here at PRF Teaching Ministry, we know that prayer is definitely a cornerstone with this ministry. And it's also something that we know is important to dealing with matters of possessions, resources, and finances. And so I want to open it up. I want to open it up to all those who desire for us to pray for them. You know, I realize that even asking for prayer, Mama, sometimes is a challenging thing for some folks. And so I open it up with just praying to God right now that all those who need to be prayed for in this area of possessions, resources, and finances, whatever area it is, that they would just take that step. Because We know, God, that if they're not willing to take that step, then they're missing out. They're missing out on what you're trying to do in their life. And so that's what I'm praying for right now, is that everybody who needs that prayer, needs somebody to pray for them, needs somebody to walk with them, needs somebody to talk with them. You got some people, PRF Teacher Ministry, even those who are not with us on the air right now, those people are here ready and waiting to just serve you. So my prayer is that hearts will be open, minds will be open. I know this is not church, God, and I know folks are waiting till Sunday, but tomorrow is not promised. So we want folks to get whatever you have for them right now. Get it right now while there is yet time, because Sunday may not come. Sunday, your pastor may take you, may take them to a whole different direction. They may not get an altar call on Sunday. So we don't want folks, God, to just wait on it. We want folks, God, to just accept it and receive it right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We have it's so amazing, because last week, Mama, I know we came together at 6:30 in the morning. We had Elder Jerome Case from Atlanta, Georgia. Just when I tell you that brother prayed down the house, when I tell you he prayed for like 30 minutes straight, it was no need. And listen, I called him up, or I sent him a message last week sometime early in the week, and I said, brother, you want to come on the show and pray? Because I know he is a prayer warrior, right? Yeah. And we've been talking a lot about spiritual warfare on this show over the last 2 months. And after he prayed, there was something burning in my heart, and it wasn't like I had to say something, but that was burning in my heart. And so I just pressed in for about 2 or 3 minutes, and we were done. And we went about our day, and I've received some words for some people that have talked about some things that have happened in their own lives during from last week up until now. And I'm telling you, Mama, this thing, it works.
Yes.
The effectual fervent prayers, right? I mean, we got to be fervent with this, and we have to be intentional when it comes to praying for this. You know, there was the National Day of Prayer was around May 4th, I think, and that happened, I think it was May 4th. It was whatever day it was that Thursday. Yeah, it was May the 4th. And it was so funny because as I listened to people pray on that day, whether I'm in my car, listening to it on the radio, or seeing somebody talk about this is National Day of Prayer, so many people were just throwing out the net, trying to catch whatever. You know what God revealed to me? The Spirit of God revealed to me, you need stuff. Why don't you just open up your mouth and be specific about what it is?
Yes.
Don't be throwing out these terms. Lord, bless my finances. What the heck does that mean? That's what I'm saying. I don't know. God may say it a lot nicer to you. But what does that mean? Lord, bless my finances. No, that's not what God is asking for right now. He's like, look, I need you to be straight up with me. It ain't like I don't know what's in your mind already. It ain't like I don't already know what's inside in your bank account. So let's stop being wishy-washy with this thing as a collective, and let's get down to some brass tacks, as we say it in the military. No, if you got an issue with dealing with child support and you're a man and it's beating you over the head, trust me, that's not a good feeling for any man.
Amen.
Why not pray, ask God to pray? And I got a testimony about that. I got a testimony about that, but I don't even want to give it because I want that brother who the testimony should come from him, because he's able to give it.
Yes,
he's able to give the testimony about the child support when we first, and that's been since we started talking about or started praying on this show at the beginning of the month.
Yes.
God is just waiting for you. I'm telling you, those of you who are listening, he's just waiting for you to open up your mouth. There was another sister who came to us, and I think last week, it was last Thursday, we prayed. This sister came, and she was a single mother, and she's talked about how she was just, you know, really trying to do the best that she could. She just bought a house, and it seems like all the money that she has is going into the house because it's an older house or older home. And we prayed, and that was it. She didn't have to come on the air. She sent that message through Facebook. So listen, God has offered a whole bunch of different mediums for us to be able to deal with stuff, for us to be able to get help, for us to love on each other, for us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Look, when you're going through something, you want somebody to pray for you.
Amen.
But I can't pray for you unless I know what you need. So Mama, if there is anything in your heart dealing with PRF, a specific area, I'll give it to you. I don't want to monopolize the conversation because, you know, this is what we're doing. We come in to pray. We set the atmosphere. We let people know this is a safe place. You don't have to tell where you're from. We don't have to do any of that. Just say what you need. That's a beautiful thing. I was thinking about something with how people leave money on the table in certain areas, right? There's certain things that's out there that's there, and the only thing you got to do is go grab it off the table. Well, this is an area right now. All you got to do is call and say, this is what I need from God. And I need somebody to pray. So I'm going to be quiet, Mama, because I'm getting a little excited over here. I'm getting a little
excited.
That's
okay. You just keep flowing. It's all right. It's all good. Somebody needs to hear what the Lord is speaking through you. So, you know, just have your way.
We do have somebody who is joining us, Mama, and I'm so glad that she's on with us. Sister Winbush, we're so happy to have you on the PRF table. She's no stranger to the PRF table, but she's with us, and I just wanted to at least just give her the opportunity and just let us know what's going on, and what we can do, whether it's for her or whether it's for somebody else. So Sister Winbush, are
welcome
you with us?
Welcome to the show.
Yes. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you. You're good now.
Oh, good. Okay. Yes, well, I'm glad to be on the show with y'all, talking about prayer. For me and my family, for me specifically, I'm praying for employment that I can, that is financially suitable for me to, you know, make all my ends meet and have an abundance to where I can live in the overflow and be able to save and try to develop the gifts that God has given me. For my family, we had some deaths recently, so I'm praying for those members that lost loved ones and their bereavement, and just for my brothers, for their legacy that they leave, that God will continue to grow them up as men of God, even with the challenges that they're facing. So, praying for.
Well, let me ask you, is it within your heart that you want to pray with us, or would you like us to pray for you?
Sure, I will pray with y'all. So let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for this time that you've given us, God, to come before you. You said that we have not because we ask not, God. Lord, we're asking today that if it's your will, that you will grant these petitions that are made today. Not only my petition, dear Lord, but those that have come around the table today. Lord God, we give you glory and praise that these things that we've already asked you, that they have already been done, God. And we give you all the honor and all of the glory, God. Lord God, let us not be bound in fear that we can make our request known to you, God, because you have borne the cross for us, Lord, and that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. And Lord God, we give you all the glory and all the praise. These things we pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, one of the things that's been on my heart is not just the fact that we are, I hate to say gearing up, we are in full throttle, if you will, in regards to these 2017 legacy conferences. The first one will be in 2 weeks in a place called Opelika or Opelika, Alabama, depending on where you are around the state of Alabama is how you pronounce it. And then we'll be down in Sanford, Florida on June the 24th. We'll be in Huntersville, North Carolina. On July the 15th, we'll be in Havre de Grace, Maryland on August the 12th, and then we'll be in Columbia, South Carolina on the 26th. One of the things, this is one of the things that I ask everybody to pray with me on, is it costs to do what we're going to do. It's not like we're doing a radio broadcast from our homes. It's not like we're just picking up the phone calling somebody. We're talking about making sure that everything is done decent and in order. We're making sure that everything is top-notch. We're providing lunch. We're making sure that the booklets are of high quality. The workbooks that we're using inside of the course, we have to purchase more of those. And so God has sent us on this mission, and as he has sent us on this mission, the great thing about it is there's no worries financially. There's no worries because God is never going to send you somewhere that he doesn't provide the resources for you. And so there's no fear, there's no doubt or anything. But my prayer is that those men, because the one on June the 3rd, God has led me to have it strictly for men. The church that is going to be at Creek Stand Free Will Non-Denominational Church, Pastor Johnny Freeman is the pastor there. I was able to visit that church several weeks ago, and he gave me an opportunity, and I wasn't asking for it, but because I was there, he gave me the opportunity to address the congregation, and I spoke for about 5 minutes on the conference. But as I spoke, there was more women that were excited about this conference for the men than the men were about the men. And so my prayer is that men will step up and get their affairs in order. But see, you can't get your affairs in order if you're just sitting at the house. Nobody's going to come to your house. Insurance man's not going to come to your house. Social security officer is not going to come to your house. A lawyer is not going to come to your house with a will. A chaplain is not going to come to your house with an advance directive. None of these things are going to happen just by sitting at the house. They're not going to happen at the movie. They're not going to happen at the Trap All-Stars concert. Y'all know what Trap is, right? Go look it up on Google, and I'm not even going to give it this time and space. But it's not going to happen there. It's not even going to happen at church. When the population of members or people who attend church is more women than men, then that means there's men sitting at home or sitting outside of the church for whatever reason. But the reality is God is continually, he's not taking a deep breath out. He's taking a breath in. And when he takes that breath in, he's pulling somebody's breath out of their body for the last time. And that's been happening a whole lot ever since we've been full throttle with these, getting these legacy conferences underway. So my prayer, God, is not for the finances that we need, because I know you've already provided that. I know you've already supplied it. Is that the men that need to be there, God, that you would just open up their hearts for the pastors that have influence, that you would open up their hearts. You would open up their pocketbooks of the church, God, that they would just pay for whoever needs to register for this conference. That may not have the money, that may not want to. Sometimes folks just need a hand. So I pray that they just open up and give them a hand, whatever that hand is actually needed. I pray for all those who have anything to do with this conference. Everybody who's been encouraging me, God, I thank you for them. I thank you for Mama and Tamara and Adia and Shatara and Brother Feaster and Saeed and Earl. I thank you, God, for all of those donations that you sent our way over the last couple of weeks that have been exceedingly and abundantly. I thank you, God, for Antonio and for Alexis for getting all of our technical stuff straight so that people had the opportunity to give through our website, God. I thank you for that person that registered yesterday. The first one to register for the conference was yesterday. On Wednesday, somebody registered for the conference on the last day of pre-registration. I thank you, God, for that. I thank you, God, for all those $1 donations that have come in, God, because the $1 donations and being thankful for those, God, it led to the $500 donations, and then it led to the $1,000 donations. God, I can't do that. That's all you. So we got to just thank you and give you all praise and honor because you were the one who made that happen. And God, I know that there is some more to come. I thank you, God, for that foundation that contacted me a couple of weeks ago and said there's somebody that contacted them about giving us a matching grant, God. So I pray, God, that you will continue to let the floodgates come open, God. So whatever it is that they're trying to match, God, that we've done everything that we possibly can do, open up the people's hearts. I thank you, God, in advance for all those people who said they were going to give that just haven't given yet. I pray, God, that you just compel their heart to do what they said they were going to do. I pray, God, that you would make some of those stony hearts, God, that just don't want to do anything with this type of ministry, God, because it challenges them to their core, God, but that they will still give. They will give with an open heart, God, because you let them know that this is something important and that they need to support it. And, God, I thank you for just keeping our finances intact, God, keeping them better than intact, God, so we can just continue to sow into this ministry. God, I thank you for how the legacies of men will not just die, God. They will continue on because men will come to this conference and come to these conferences and will get their affairs in order, God, so they can leave an inheritance for their children's children. So, God, this is my prayer, and I thank you so much for it because I'm truly grateful, Lord. You know how grateful I am, but I'm thankful, God, that we have this opportunity so that other folks can hear how grateful we are. Lord, we thank you and we love you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Ladies and gentlemen, listen. Tamara, Mama, I'm done. I've given all that I believe that I have. I'm so serious. I'm listen, y'all. I am. See, I didn't say it, but I guess it was just for God to open it up today. But I'm gonna tell you something. We had several donations of like, and let me just tell you how it works when you give online. And the website is prfministry.org. You'll see a support. Support button on there, but let me just tell you what happens when you go onto the website. I don't care whether you do PayPal or whatever. Whenever you're purchasing something online, there is a charge per transaction, and then there's also a percentage. And so, I was wondering. I was like, hold on. I'm like 65 cents. But I had to realize the reason it was 65 cents is because somebody gave a dollar, 30 cent per transaction fee, and then a small percentage of that. And I saw that a couple of times, and I was like, that's strange. And then I saw a couple other ones. It was like $5.25. I was like, $5.25. And God just showed me, he said, you know what? When you ask people to give from their heart, you can't put a dollar amount on that, Jack, from their heart. You need to be rejoicing that it is from their heart, not how much it is. And when that first $500 thing, a couple days later, $500 donation came, boom.
Yes.
Had some problems with the website. People were gracious enough just to tell us, hey, man, I'm trying to donate on your website, but is giving me this error code. And, man, I'm going to get on this right now. Hit up Antonio. Hey, bro, we need to fix this right now. 11:30 at night. Somebody, I don't know how much they're trying to give. I don't know if they're trying to get 20 cents. But I don't want that opportunity for somebody to give to go away because the enemy doesn't want the money to come into the ministry because he knows that the more we get, the more we're going to be able to do, baby. He know it.
Amen. Amen.
He knows it.
Amen.
Well, I'm gonna tell you that that brother he took care of everything. He got us straight, and soon as he took care of us, I promise you, like three or four donations came in. I'm talking about within the hour, and I was like, Lord, thank you, Jesus, that it came.
Amen.
When the people were trying to do
it,
because everybody's not gonna be kind and gracious like that. Some people are like, oh, it's not working. I don't know this thing or whatever. I'm gonna be done with it. But I'm so grateful that a couple people stuck with it. Man, Mama, we started getting checks in the mail.
Praise
and I'm
God.
Talking about I'll share this. I'll share this. We had somebody, a service member, somebody who's over in Afghanistan to bless us exceedingly and abundantly from Afghanistan. I can tell you where some of our donations are coming from: Washington, D.C., out in Dallas, Texas, up in Boston, Massachusetts, Virginia. I had to go to the states because I can't forget all the sounds. Forget all the specific cities. But if I had to talk about states, I could say Georgia. I could say Alabama. I could say North Carolina. I can say South Carolina. I can say out of the country in Afghanistan. I can say out in Texas. I can say in New Jersey. Listen, God knows best.
Amen.
Our job is to do what we are called and required to do.
Yes.
And that's it. So I'm thankful. I pray that the prayers that we have prayed tonight have been received in the heavens by our Father, and that what we prayed is just now just catching up to what has already been done in the Spirit.
Amen.
And since it's already caught up to what was already, God was waiting to hear what we had to say tonight on behalf of you and on behalf of doing the work for Him, but to serve you, that now He just orchestrates with His divine hand of providence so many different things that we just have no idea. I got story after story I can tell you about certain things that happen in people's lives and how God is just blessing people in certain areas. I'm full. But listen, I think I'm done. Mama, thank you. Tamara, I know Tamara's back, is on the road right now. And everybody else, I know Adia is out there on the road. She's traveling. We pray for Adia as she's doing her travels. We pray for Shatara, one of our board members and faithful members of this team, that God provides her with a home. It's not a money thing. It's amazing. You can have money, but sometimes the possession just ain't there. Have you ever needed a car, but you couldn't find the right car? So we pray that God opens up, because we said we're going to be praying for finances, but also praying for possessions, resources, and finances. So we pray in the name of Jesus that God would open up and just send her that right home so she can go ahead and get settled in her new location. We pray for Brother Feaster. As Brother Feaster gets ready to make this transition, it's a big difference when you're only receiving about 40% of your or 50% of your income. It's a big difference when you're not receiving a housing allowance anymore, $2,000 a month for a housing allowance. And now you don't get that anymore because your military retirement, for those who don't know, is based upon your base pay, not all those extra added things. And so, you know, that becomes an adjustment. And so we pray for him and his wife, and for Marie and for Desmond, that there's no anxiety that goes on there in trying to find a job or trying to find a place to serve. As he enters into this place of transition from military to civilian life. Trust me, I do know what that is like, and there can be some anxiety, but we just bind up that anxiety in the name of Jesus so that is not there and that is not overwhelming, because it's not that it shouldn't be any anxiety because it's a new thing, but we pray, God, that there's not an overwhelmingness to his anxiety in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
There's some people out here. There's some people out here that are I'm not gonna say people. Let me just be honest. There are some pastors out here that I pray for right now that know that they don't have their finances in the best shape. That know they're broke, busted, and disgusted. They know that they have a hard time asking people for tithes and offerings because they're not tithing, because they're not giving offerings, or they're not giving their best because they're struggling. So I pray for all of those pastors that they will get on this PRF train, all of those religious leaders that they will get on this PRF train. And if they don't get on this train, get on some type of train that's going to help them in this area of possessions, resources, and finances. Because if they don't get help, we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so we can't do nothing about binding up something that somebody else is trying to continue to stay bound in. So my prayer is that as God provides an outlet or an avenue for them to get some help in whatever area it is, that they take the help, and not only that they take the help, Lord, that they provide the resources, whether it's PRF or Dave Ramsey's or Crown Financial, I don't care, just provide the resources, God, so that the people that you have given them charge over will be able to get some of the help that they need, though so many people are not struggling going on in this crazy world that we live in.
Yes.
And that's my prayer.
Yes.
That's my prayer. You know, one thing about prayer is this, is communication with God. And so if you're looking for a certain sound, I don't know what sound you're looking for, but I'm going to tell you, the only sound that you need to be listening for is the sound of the Holy Spirit. And so I could tell you, everybody, we all pray differently here on the show. I may pray one way today and pray another way the next day, but it's okay, because at the end of the day, it's about praying to God in spirit and in truth. And I believe in making sure that people understand. I like for people to be able to hear. That's how God wired me. I want you to be able to hear what's being said. I don't want you to be able to hear a bunch of noise in the background and like, you know, I guess he prayed a good prayer. No, we want you to be able to hear it, because when you say amen, we want you to be sealing what you heard, not
amen.
What you thought you heard.
So that's good. That's good.
Second chapter of Acts. When Peter and John were accosted by the Sanhedrin Council, when they came out of that from the Sanhedrin Council, and they told them, look, when we let you go, don't be out here talking and preaching about this name of Jesus. Don't be preaching about who Jesus is and his power, because if you do, you're going to be back in front of us again. If you be back in front of us again, then we're going to have cause to really do something, because we really ain't got no cause for doing anything right now. We're going to really let you go, because if we don't let you go, then they're really going to be mad at us. They're going to mob. The riot is going to be coming against us, because they know we really don't have anything to hold you on. But now we're giving you this warning. So if you go and you violate this order and you come back, then now we got all the right in the world to do what we want to do with you. And the Bible says this. When they left, they met with their people, and they explained everything that had been said that they experienced. So they told them how they were shook. They told them what was going on. And then the Bible says this, and they prayed. And if you go to the word, you'll see where it says, and this is what they prayed. And then they prayed for the strength to get out there to do it again.
Amen.
They didn't pray for the strength to just go and sit in silence. They prayed for the strength to go out there and to do the same thing that they knew if they got caught doing could have cost them their life. Why do I bring that up? Why did God give me that? Well, I don't know. He just gave it to me. But here's what I believe in my heart right now. You got to connect with the right people that's going to pray with you about the situation. But you got to be honest, because if you're honest with me, then I can know where you're at, and then we can all pray together.
Amen. Amen.
But see, listen here. And I said I was done, but this is how we're going to keep going. Here's what was amazing about tomorrow about the National Day of Prayer.
Okay.
If everybody had come together on that National Day of Prayer, like we saw and we heard on the different radio stations, you saw them on the TV, you saw it if you looked online, if everybody came together in prayer, here's the question I have. Where's the testimonies?
Wow.
Where's the testimonies of a national day of prayer? Not the four or five of us that's praying on the PRF table. A national day. Churches met on the front lawns of their church on May 4th. Churches had services during the morning. Some had them in the afternoon. Some had them in that evening. Where, oh God, is the testimonies?
I think there's a text.
Go ahead, T.
I think there's an attack of silencing the testimony, because that's the only way. I mean, in Romans it says that they overcame by the blood and by the power of their testimony. So if there's no testimony, devil knows he's already defeated in the blood. The second part is the testimony. If nobody's saying what's happening, so we as each other as Christians have to be bold enough to say, well, this is what I'm going through, but now I'm here. This is what happened, but now I'm here. And I think even in my own life, I've gone through situations, and when God planted me here in this place, there was room made for me to share my testimony. So now there are other people that are benefiting from my story. Now they're open and willing to share their story. So as leaders, if we don't share our testimonies with the world, even if it's, you know, not necessarily like what we prayed for on May 4th or what, you know, what went forth, but just as a body of Christ, if the enemy can keep us quiet as a body of Christ, half the battle, you know, that's half the battle. So when we start opening our mouths and asking God and petitioning God, and when we've given those things, it's one thing to ask, but then it says you also shall receive. If you ask, you receive. But when what's happening is that we're not letting people know that we are receiving these things. So we have developed a culture of just petition, petition, petition.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I would like to say that I had already prayed and asked God to give us finances to take, you know, so that we can get our car taken care of. And after I had prayed, and then I'm looking at the time, my deadline. And then I'm saying, and then it came back to me. And then I re-prayed that prayer. And when I prayed again, I got such a peace about it. Because, see, he mm-hmm. says, you can't come to me with doubt and unbelief. You, when you pray, you have to believe that you received when you prayed.
Amen.
And you know, like the time is nearing. But then I went back and I said, okay, thank you, God, you know, repenting for my doubt and unbelief. And then just said, God, you know, you already know the situation I'm in, but I'm thanking you. And I'm praising you. For my finances, for our car to be fixed. And God, and I know that you are able to do it, whether you do it tomorrow, the next day, or even after the deadline. It's about you. You have a timing, Lord. And I tell you, hallelujah, he's given me such a peace about it that I don't even think about it much anymore. So, when we go to him, a lot of times we are anxious about things. And he does say, don't be anxious for anything. But, you know, we are human, and these things do happen sometimes. But he also lets you know. And I thank him for being the God he is. Hallelujah. And then when a person desires to do the right thing, he will correct us. He won't leave us out there. You know, he didn't just say, okay, you know, you know the word. You know, you've been in the thing 20-some years. Come on now. No. He is such a loving God. He's such a kind God. He's such a forgiving God. He's mercy and his grace. But when he speaks to my heart, then he expects me to respond now. Not ponder on it, but respond. Amen. And so I just wanted to share that with you. You know, we have to believe, we receive, we go to him, and he says, trust me with all your heart. And he says, don't lean on your own understanding. And see, after I prayed, I started leaning on my own understanding. And he says, do not lean on your understanding, but acknowledge me in all your ways, and I shall direct your steps. And my God that I serve, hallelujah, is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Get me stirred up here now. I'm feeling his presence. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just know that I have the desire in my heart to do the right thing. And when he speaks to my heart, I need to respond immediately. Not 10 minutes from now, but hey, quickly get back in his will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Mama, I'm gonna take you. I didn't know where you were going. But when you first started, for whatever reason, God reminded me of one of our foundational scriptures, which is 2 Kings chapter 4. Everybody knows it, who's been around PRF for a little while, verses 1 through 7. And then also Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. But God sent me to 2 Kings tonight for whatever reason. And then as I listened to what you just said, there's something that God needs for you to hear, Mama. See,
okay.
You're not in the day of being in the wilderness waiting on manna to come. See, that's a mentality that the church has, a lot of churches, I will say, not the church, but a lot of churches, a lot of God's churches have perpetuated that you just wait on God. But here's what you know, that God is saying that he needs you to get into your spirit. That's where the spirit is at right now, because see, you're content knowing that it's going to happen. But now God has directed me to now give and pour into you something more to increase your faith.
Okay.
See, this widow in 2 Kings chapter 4, she was not in a good spot. She didn't have the finances to take care of her obligation. Matter of fact, men, it was an obligation that the husband had that he left to his wife. Kind of sounds like men dying today but won't come to a legacy conference. You're going to leave your wife in a situation where the creditor is going to come to take your children. But that's another lesson for another day. But when she went to the man of God, she asked the man of God, what can I do? She asked the man of God for help, and he said, what can I do to help you? Well, we have the ability. We don't have to go to the prophet to get to God today. So when we go directly to God and we say, God, I need your help, and God responds, he's responding right now to so many of you, including you, Mama, what do you want me to do? Right? In this text, he said, what do you have in the house? What he's saying to you, Mama, is what do you have at your disposal? See, nobody's going to – don't wait on somebody to come and fix the car. Don't wait on somebody to come and knock on your door. Sister Mary, I know you are a faithful member of the PRF team. You be on that radio show that they be telling me about, and we're just here to fix your car. No. That's not what Elisha told the widow woman to do. He said, take an examination of what you have. Now, here's the question. What do you have in the house that can help your situation? You got a telephone and you got a mouth.
Yes.
What did Elisha tell the widow woman? He said, go take what you have. She said, all I have is one little jar with a little bit of oil in it. Well, as a vessel, a chosen vessel of God, have the Holy Spirit inside of you. So you take yourself and you go to your neighbors and you say, look, this is what I need. See, the thing that I was talking to Tamara about this earlier out of the book of Proverbs 11:2, if I'm not mistaken. But it said, pride, first comes pride, then comes shame. But with humility, wisdom is there. So watch this. It took that widow woman to not sit there in pride, not to allow the shame to be there, but it took her to be humble and go to her neighbor and say, look, I need some help. Everybody out there that needs help, my prayer is that you open your mouth and you ask the people for help until the help comes. If you don't know who God is going to send across your path, you may never get there until you ask that person. But you can't be so passive about it. I'm speaking to everybody who's out there listening. You can't be passive about it. Say, oh, I knocked on four doors and nobody had anything. Well, you knock on a six. God gave you life. You say, I pray, thank you, God, for giving me life, health, and strength. Well, he gave you strength to go knock on another door. You know how many folks we had to ask before the floodgates of PRF started opening up financially over these last couple of weeks? You know how many people we have asked over the years? Only like the last two really started asking until like 2015, I think, or 16, or 15. It was 15. Didn't they ask anybody last year for any financial contribution? So you got to go. Now, here's the other thing. Anybody who's listening, God needs you to know this, beloved. Anybody who's listening who belongs to a church family and they don't know you need help, why you keep asking God? There's only two ways about that one. If you're with a church family that you can't ask them, then either you may not be at the right place because they may not have the right spirit, or you're dealing with pride and shame. Either way, there's no expectation that you're going to get what you really need to get, because what you may need to get may be right there sitting next to you on a pew on Sunday morning. But you ain't open up your mouth. You're still talking to God. Lord, send me something. And the person right there sitting next to you got it in their pocket. Yeah, I figured it'd be quiet. It'd be quiet. Got to open your mouth. God is tired of his people coming to him when he's placed us to be resources. He's the source, but we are the resources. So why are we continuing to go to the source when the resource is right there among us? Jesus said, love your neighbor as thyself. Jesus said, love ye one another, right?
Yes.
So since he said that, then we got to put that to the test. Who the heck is my neighbor? One of the members of our team is teaching at a church right now. And they're teaching God has given me the mandate of dealing with or us as a team primarily focusing on the will you not course and also the financial healing. But God opened up opportunity. Somebody came and asked, and so we responded and was teaching on God's ownership for a couple of weeks, and then they wanted us to come back for 5 more weeks. So we're over there at another at a church, and I say us meaning PRF, and talking about giving, teaching from that giving course that we have, refuse to give out of ignorance. Didn't Jesus say, "Give and it shall be given you"? Good measure, y'all know it. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. What is
man?
What's the last
man
part of
give
mama?
To your bosom?
What's the last
man
part of
it, mama? To your bosom. Man will give.
Man will give to your bosom, right?
Yeah.
But this is Luke chapter 6. Is not it also in Luke where Jesus said, ask and it shall be given unto you? How the heck man going to give to your bosom if you don't ask him?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's Luke 11, but I may be off. I can Google it if I wanted to, but That's the word. It's the parallel scripture. It's the same scripture in Matthew 7:7-8. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Listen, y'all. This knock ain't just a one-time knock. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. That means you may need to keep on knocking. Keep on knocking. Somebody going to open the door. Somebody going to, Lord, somebody going to fix this car. Somebody going to either give me the money or somebody going to say, you know what? I got some parts. And it may be piecemealed together, but praise God, it don't matter if it's piecemealed. You may have to keep on knocking, mama. And there may be somebody that opens up the door, and they got some parts. And then you may need, oh, Lord, I don't know how to fix no car. My husband don't know how to fix no car. Oh, well, now I got to keep on knocking. Then you find out, oh, my goodness, I keep on knocking. I found out, oh, this person works at a dealership. Oh, this person knows how to fix cars. I never knew this person knew how to fix cars. Church doesn't do stuff like church is supposed to do it, in my opinion. Because you should know who knows how to fix cars in the church. You should know who's a medical professional in the church. You should know somebody who deals with finances in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some things. So adding on to your prayer, mama, increase your faith.
Yeah.
Take your step up another notch. Take it up another notch. Because you got it inside of you. You are that temple. You're not a woman holding on to a vase with the oil, because the oil was representative of the Holy Spirit. How in the world does oil keep on coming out when it ain't but one jar full?
Amen.
So that means when we go in, you got to keep on knocking. You got to keep taking the Holy Spirit with you. It ain't going to stop. It's going to continue. The Spirit is going to continue to give you the strength, and everybody out there listening, continue to give you the strength as long as you keep doing your part. And I know folks be like, oh, he's always talking about what we got to do. That's right, because God is tired of us sitting on our butts asking him. I wish my child would come. I said this last year. Y'all got me excited. Now, I said this last year when we were talking about One of the shows we're dealing with, getting ready for Black Friday. I said, I wish my child would when she was little, or any of them, or my niece, or any. I wish they would be in the bedroom talking about Uncle Dunlap. Hey, yeah, I go back to the room. Yeah, darling, what's the matter? I said, I got some presents under the tree. Yeah, baby, get up and get them. Uncle Dunlap, can you bring them to me? What? Can I bring you the present? You want me to bring you the gift that's already wrapped, sitting up under a tree? No, ma'am. I got a nephew. This true story. I got a nephew. His Christmas gift stayed here for 3 years. Guess what? He lives three doors down.
I don't care.
If it ain't important to you to walk three doors down the house, down the street to come get your Christmas gift, then that joker is gonna sit there. Guess what? We ain't keeping the tree up.
Well,
yeah. So we got to get we because I'm gonna put myself in there because we struggle with that as a collective body of believers a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So believers got to get out of that mindset of waiting on the gift when the gift is already ready for us. Go get your gift. Go get your car fixed. Go get your job. Go get these donations coming in.
Yep.
The flyers were done up for the conference yesterday. They'll be mailed out tomorrow because there's something else I want to put in there. So all the churches that we're dealing with, I'm going to mail them out tomorrow so they can go ahead and give them out. Because, you know, we've already started the online presence of letting people know about the conference. But other than that, we got to do our part. Amen?
Amen.
I am so surprised that we have been on for almost an hour. I had no idea it was going to be this long tonight. I thought it was going to be off by 8:30 or something. I just didn't know. But listen, we do what we do, y'all, because we love you. I mean, is that right, Mama? That's it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's it. We do what we do because we love you. We want the best from you. I was watching John Gray on TV tonight, and he talked about that Jesus came to give life and give life more abundantly. You know what he did? But you got to reach up and grab whatever it is he's trying to give you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just, there's enough people out there that just want to, you know, give one prayer and just be done with it. And I got you. But here on this, as Jeremiah says, for me in my house, as for me in PRF, no, we're going to deal with some specifics. We're not just going to say bless everybody's finances. No. But the only way we can really get down to it is if we know what's going on.
Yes.
So when we know that somebody's dealing with an employment issue, when we know somebody's dealing with a marital issue, then we can deal with that. And this is a safe place. God has opened up this door. I'm grateful. I'm grateful and I'm thankful. And I love y'all. I love y'all. We wouldn't do it if we didn't love you. So, Tamara, any last comments before we go ahead and start to descend back down to earth? Mama, any last final comments before we descend back down to earth? Go ahead, Mama, if you're there.
No, I'm just going to say thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, God, I thank you for, once again, I thank you for this day. I thank you for all that you have been doing, not just in this ministry, but other ministries. I pray, God, as I did earlier, for pastors to open up their hearts and open up their minds to presenting something before the people that will help them, and not only just helping them, but also, God, that will help other folks that's within their charge, within those congregations that you have given to them to lead, God, and direct through the power of your Holy Spirit. So, God, I pray for the finances of this ministry. Pray for the finances of other ministries that are connected with PRF. I pray for all those who are connected to this ministry, God, that you keep all of our finances intact and that you increase our finances and put our finances into a better place, God, so that we can do more. God, I thank you for the hearts that we have here on this show, God, that that we do all that we can do to help your people, to help others, not to help ourselves, not to get our bank accounts big and fat, God. But the more you bless us, the more we're able to bless others, God. You never asked us to do anything that we can't. You never asked us to do anything, God, that you have not provided us the resources to do, God. So I pray, God, that as we go through this next week, God, you send all the right people across our path. You send all of us across the right people's path so that we can do exceedingly abundant. Your word says, greater works than these shall we do, God. So we thank you, God, for the greater works. And we praise you and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, go to our website, prfministry.org. That is our website. Visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/PRF Table. Mama, good night. We will see you in a couple of days. And listen, if anybody wants us to pray for your finances, today is the 18th. We got 12 days left in this month, or 13 more days left in this month. You know, a holiday weekend is coming up next weekend. So look, we don't have to do this just on Thursday. Whatever day you want us to pray, if it's during the day, just reach out to us. Send us an email, admin@prfministry.org. You can send one to me directly, Dunlap@prfministry.org. Send us a text message or give us a call at area code 267-437-7999. And again, on behalf of all of us here on the PRF table, we say God bless you. We love you, and we'll see you a couple of days, a couple of weeks, and continue the conversation about praying for your finances. God bless.